Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. It's Callie with Daytime After Dark. So tonight, or today, we have Daniel Hall for 10 or 15 minutes. And so that would be nice catching up on him, with him, So, yeah, he's not here yet, and tomorrow we have my friend Ron on, and, so, yeah, so let me, I'm waiting for him to come on. And let's see, what, before I bring him on, before he calls in, it's a new day in America. We have a new president. Thank God. And, you know, it was like waking up from a dream this morning. I felt like I finally could breathe. Okay, you guys, you know I'm on the Young and the Restless and Scotty. We all want Scotty to come back. Well, Scott, but, you know, Scotty. Because he's such a great actor, and we miss him on daytime, and here he is. Hi,
hey,
Daniel.
Hi, how are you? Welcome to the new America.
Good. Good. I mean, especially after yesterday, yeah. It's like, I don't know. I feel more lighter. I don't know.
I think a lot of people breathe a sigh of relief.
Yeah, but so what have you been up to since we last left off? And, you know, Hollywood, what's the down in December for a little while because of COVID-19. So are you back working on a project? What's going on with you? Everyone wants to know.
Yeah, what's been going on recently is I shot a little piece, a very small, more of a kind of like a cameo with Tracy Bregman on a pilot called Swag Town. I play a very infamous mayor named Tony Villar, and he comes in to stir the pot a little bit. And it's just an interesting thing. Tracy and the director and producer recommended me for the role and brought me in. So it was a great opportunity to work with the great Tracy Bregman again. It was very cool. That
awesome.
Was just written up on Soap Opera News today. I believe they wrote something about it. It's just a new, it just literally was brought up to the social medias yesterday. So it's not like you're behind on anything. So there's that. And then also I'm up for a Netflix film to do voiceover work, because voiceover work is something that is safe and easy to do during this sort of shutdown in Hollywood that you mentioned prior. That's where I'm at the moment, and just working on my own. I'm producing a feature that's going to shoot in Ireland, and I will be most likely acting in it, but definitely producing it. We're looking at an Irish producer, and hopefully we get to work with Morgan O'Sullivan. He's been somebody we've been courting. He's worked on shows such as Vikings, if you know that show. He's also produced... Oh, quite a few things over there. He's basically one of the bigger producers over in Ireland. He's like a Bruckheimer of Ireland. He's a great guy. and hopefully we get to work with him and have him produce with us.
Well, I think that it is so great because, I mean, I still miss you all my, you know, like crazy. I'm still mad that Abby got married to Sage because I was still holding out hope that they would bring you back because I was such a big... I was rooting for you and Abby the whole time on Young and the Restless. I did not like you with Sharon. I was not happy. And I thought your chemistry with Melissa was out of this world. And
well, thank you.
So,
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
so here's
I mean,
the
my
thing.
Mom
agreed. I mean,
my mom watched the show too. And so, when I told her you were coming on, and goes, did that mean he's coming back to Y&R? I'm like, if he was coming back to Y&R, I would be tweeting on social media. I would be so happy, but
Happy someday. I definitely think, as we all know, in a soap storyline, a marriage is about as thick as cellophane, if you know what I mean. So, you know, I think Scott, if he came back, I don't think a marriage that Abby's in, if there's true love there between those two guys, I don't know if those confines really work on a soap opera, if you know what I mean. So you never know. You never know.
Yeah, and I always just enjoyed, especially that journalist in you, well, in Scotty with that big sex swing you finally broke. And you guys got kidnapped, and the whole thing was awesome. So, yeah, I, for one, would not mind seeing you back on there because you brought, like, Eventsu back to Y&R, and you brought, you know, things back to Y&R that needed, and Lauren kind of needed fun sometimes, and, you know, yeah, and, you know, I mean, they were, you know, great. Oh, and I wanted to let you know, I was watching Murder in the Vineyard the other night, okay, that movie, I was dumb, I should not saw it. I was 1:30 in the morning, but I couldn't sleep. So,
oh, no.
Yeah, I know. So, yes, I know. It was my mistake. So, but you did so good in that I want you on another Lifetime movie, but you need to warn me not to see it, you know, almost 2 in the morning.
At night.
Because... yes, it was so, but you were so great on it, you know, and before my host and my co-host on, you own in a new TV movie post-production of Swing Town. When is that supposed to come out? Have they said when that will come out yet?
Yeah, as far as I know, Swagtown is it's in post-production now, so I'm not sure when their release date is scheduled for. But I do know this, if you're going to tune in to watch it, no, not if, but when you tune in to watch it, you definitely should be watching for Tracy. I would be, I think, disappointing if you were watching for me because it's such a small cameo. That definitely tune in for the magnificent Tracy Bregman and her role, where she gets to play this sort of scandalous, fun, you know, her character almost not similar, but there's some great qualities of the Lauren character brought in when she had her more of a scandalous storyline back in the day.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's definitely not a PC drama. It's got some comedic points and. It definitely pushes the envelope, which I think is a lot of fun.
Well, all I got to say is you got to come back when the movie is because, you know, and then you have to, like, warn me not to see it 1:30 in the morning, but it's going to freak me out. Okay, I said that, and why after that? Because I couldn't sleep in the Walk of the Cradle. So, like,
oh, God, no.
Okay, so, yes, this is what happens when you put Carly in quarantine for almost a year. So, yes, so it's not good. And so now I'm bringing on, because we have limited time, I'm bringing on David.
Yes, okay.
Okay, David.
How's it going?
Hey, David, how are you, man?
I'm doing good down here. Florida, it's been cold the last few days, but warming up down here. I'm crazy with the COVID. And,
well, that's,
yeah,
that's good. That's good. I'm glad you're staying safe, though.
Yeah, trying to stay safe. Well, it would be great to have you back on your records. Hoping to have you back there.
I would love to do it. I would love to be there for a bit. I'd love to do a nice little recurring thing, pop in and stir the pot a little bit. I think that'd be a lot of fun, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, because I'm a big fan of yours. And we got to know what to talk about next to you promote. We would have wanted to come back. But thanks
for
coming on.
I appreciate it. No, my pleasure. Are you staying safe, man? You feeling good?
Yeah, I'm doing good. But it's been cold. Actually, it's been 40 degrees just beginning down here in Florida.
Yeah, that's chilly for down there.
It's warmed up down here now, so it's cold at night.
Okay.
But I'm doing night. Watching movies, watching TVs, so I'm doing good.
Are you near the beach at all, or are you more inland, or where are you?
I'm Fort Lauderdale, downtown Fort Lauderdale. I'm like half hour from the beach, half hour. I don't know I'll go to the beach that much, but I'm downtown Fort Lauderdale. So.
Okay, well, hey, check this out. I'm going to be going. It's a little cool, but I'm going surfing today. I'm going to head out to the beach today and hit the waves a little bit. I picked up surfing over the last few months, and that's been my kind of way to get away from all the news and the craziness that's been happening.
Y'all got to come back. Y'all welcome anytime, always.
Well, David, I appreciate the warmth from you guys. You guys are always so welcoming, and I really do appreciate that.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, you enjoy your day, my man. I hope to speak to you soon, and stay safe.
You do, okay. I will. You do. Bye.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. David, yep. I'm going to bring on Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Scott. It's great to talk to you again.
Yeah, hey. How are you?
I'm just doing fine. I just got my internet back up after having problems over the weekend with the internet. But
that's not
fine.
Okay,
yeah, I know.
I know that when
Donnie came down with the COVID and left Leonard briefly, where Melissa's husband had to go in for him as guest during that time, I thought this would have been a great idea to actually fill in for Melissa. But I know with the rules that they have with Leonard, with Mr. be involved with love scenes and so on, so it would have been next to impossible unless you happen to use a stunt double for Donnie's role as chance if you happened to have you came back and Justin didn't come back just to help out. So I would have loved to have seen you pinch hit for Donnie as chance on Y&R. But I'm glad Justin took that role because I think with the fact that they're both married in real life and with the COVID situation that's going on, it will be best off to just get somebody that you're more familiar with than having to work with somebody that you have worked with before, especially if you're pairing up with the real life since you're up.
So let me, I think I caught what you were saying. It was a little bit hard to hear you, but are you saying in that situation, how would I feel as an actor to get to work with my real life partner versus another actor? Or?
No.
Oh, man,
no. I'm kind of saying that, but I know you've got a lot of movies coming up, but with the new protocols, how that working out, and if you do return magical, how would that be?
It's tricky, I'll tell you this. So I was saying before to Carly that I'm producing a film that's going to be shooting in Ireland probably in the next 6 months or so. But it is a tricky thing because Ireland right now is the number one, I guess, worst. Unfortunately, they've taken this title of being the worst country as far as per capita, the amount of cases they have. It's going
to
be interesting.
Because look at what happened to the Prime Minister of the UK, Boris Johnson.
Yes.
What happened to him? He got COVID. So I know
that's what's scary is if a guy – yeah, if a person in that much – power and they're, you know, they're protected 24/7. If they're able to get COVID, it makes people feel like, well, nobody's really, you know, untouchable. So I think it's going to be interesting to, you know, to your question, have a production with all those protocols. I mean, it's a pretty fluid situation. I'm not sure where we'll be when we get to that point, but hopefully things will be better with the vaccine by 6 months from now.
Right.
But I won't have to jump through as many hoops as people do now.
Right. Because I can understand very well how you've done a movie in Canada that would be quarantined for 2 weeks and stuff like that to go into Canada. But this is Ireland and this is Europe we're talking about, not Canada. And it's totally different.
Oh, every location, every city has got a different thing going on. And I think that's good, but at the same time, I think that's why we as a world are having a hard time locking this thing down, because every country, every city, every state has a different protocol. But the problem is there is one through line. It's still one virus, and it attacks every human being the same way. So it's, you know, I mean, obviously older people have issues with it, but it's more, I'm saying, if we don't get on the same page universally, I think it's going to be here a long time. That's the issue.
I agree. Well, I just wish you the best of luck in surfing, because the worst case scenario is you could end up encountering a shark while surfing, and that would not be bad. So,
I'm
not running into any sharks.
Well, exactly. I won't. I give a lot of prayer and sort of a meditation to the ocean when I go in, and I'm a guest. And I'm very grateful to be there. And, you know, staying healthy is the biggest thing right now. So I send you a lot of love with that. And stay healthy yourself, man.
All right. Well, you have a great day. And you take care.
Okay.
All
Bobby,
right. You
I'm
going
to put you on hold. And then our new host, Nadia, who I adore, is on the line. Hey.
Hi,
Nadia. How are you?
Hi, good. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. I'm not cutting this off. I have about 5 more minutes. If we're cool with that, I'm happy to, you know, chat for 5 more. Let me know.
Sure. So I'm from Boston. And
well, good. Hello
little...
from the East Coast. I'm originally from Connecticut.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Yeah, it was snowflaking here earlier, so we've been lucky.
Different.
We haven't got a lot of snow, so which is good. But when we see the flakes, it's like, it's all right, just as long as it flakes and doesn't stick.
Exactly. You know,
I'm
just up in
that.
Cape Cod. I was up in Dennisport, Mass,
mm-hmm.
and I was there over Christmas, and it snowed the day I got there about 12 inches. And so I hadn't seen snow in a couple of years. Yeah, it just came in like a blizzard of sorts up in the Cape. And for the Cape to get almost 12 inches is a lot.
Wow. Okay, so I have a question for you before our time's up.
Yeah, sure.
So have you ever done any Broadway musicals, any theater?
I did a bunch of theater. I did a lot of musical theater coming up in college and in New York. I never did any Broadway. I did some off Broadway stuff, but mostly theater, not musical theater at that point. But I came up singing and doing musicals. But my sister now, my sister worked on all kinds of Broadway shows. She worked on Follies. She was in opposite Blythe Danner and Treat Williams on that play. She worked on Steel Pier. She was on Whistle Down the Wind. If you remember this, it actually went to London. That was an Andrew Lloyd Webber project. Hal Prince was directing that. But as far as me, I worked in theater, but not so much musical theater when I was in New York. But I certainly know a lot about it, and I did a lot of musicals. I worked on West Side Story, Oklahoma, Guys and Dolls, Cabaret. I played Cliff. I was a lot of. I sang a lot. I love it. I love the genre. I just haven't done it in a long time.
Me too. I love theater.
Yeah, theater's show tunes. You know, nothing wrong with a good show tune.
No, Broadway musicals. They're my favorite.
Oh, that's wonderful. I know Tracy Bregman, who played, you know, Lauren Fenmore on Young and the Restless. She was producing a Broadway musical right before the pandemic hit, and then they had to put their plans on hold.
Oh, wow. Do you know the name of it, or?
I don't. I wish I knew more. I'll reach out to her. Maybe the next time we chat, I can get you some more information.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That'll be awesome. Well,
it was wonderful chatting with you. Yeah, thank you so much for having me. You guys are great. And Carly and David, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, and, you know, Daniel, you can always come back anytime. Let me or Nadia know when you want to come back because we want to, you know, I want you back for that movie. You know, whenever you're
in
that movie,
update you.
It's very, very good. So... yeah, so please come back because we love it when you come on.
Oh, I will. And thank you, Carly. Thank you, Nadia. Bye, David.
Bobby. Thank you.
Take care, all you
take
guys.
Care.
Thanks so much. All right, you take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay. Let me see. Bobby, I'm going to unmute you. I suppose I will unmute David, even though I don't want to.
You're so bad.
No, I'm serious. I'm doing this for Bobby. Okay, Bobby, you know, Bobby told me to unmute you. So you better thank Bobby later, okay? So before we go, there's a couple of announcements. Lexine Ainsworth is back on General Hospital. Yay.
Yep.
Dallas. Bobby, let me finish, babe. Okay. February 8th, you know, she's back. Let's see what else. Oh, yes. Before Daniel, you know, was on the line, I was just saying, okay, when everyone woke up this morning, or was it just me, did you just feel like the whole country and the whole mood was like a new, I don't know, a new mood from the past 4 years? Did you feel lighter when you woke up? Because I know I did. I felt, like, so happy when I woke up this morning that we have someone new in SOS and going to be a great administration. And President Biden has removed the Diet Coke button that he had on his desk. I find that very, very funny. I find it humorous. Dr. Fauci, is staying with the U.S., and we'll rejoin the World Health Organization. That's good for us. And I want to talk to you guys a little who hasn't got the vaccine yet. I did on Sunday. And so I just want to give my listeners some advice about the vaccine. Okay, number one, you don't feel it when it goes in. You really don't feel it. And if you don't like needles, like most of America, just close your eyes and then you're done. Okay. So, and they keep you there for about 10 minutes. Unless you have an allergic reaction to, Bailu's, whatever is in Bailu's, whatever, you have to stay for half an hour. And the lady thought I had an allergy reaction before, but I didn't. So I got this sticker, off me. And so the next day, I felt hot and cold for about a couple of hours, and my body was hurting. And I'm still feeling really, really tired. But besides that, it's really good. So you guys gain the vaccine.
I want to get the vaccine,
anyone
but...
else?
I haven't wanted to get it yet, but I will be.
Well, I mean, my doctor, because I have really bad immune system, and me being sick 2 years ago, it was like I was forced to go, like now. I mean, and, you know, after the next shot, you know, perhaps I could break quarantine. I have never, Bobby, I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk, because I did immune you.
Well, I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything, and I was going to answer your question as far as,
Blog Talk,
I'm
crazy.
Still waiting to
and
get my first
so,
shot.
So, David, Bobby, are you guys going to get the vaccine? Did you guys want to get it, or how do you feel about this?
I'm waiting to get it. But I've heard on the news that people have been waiting long lines for it for 5 hours to get the vaccine shot.
And what about you, David? Are you going to get it? Okay.
David?
Oh, my God.
No.
David, are you going to get it?
No.
Why not?
I got too many problems already. Don't need more. Don't need... Me, I have problems.
Wait. You're not going to get the vaccine?
No. I'm fine right now.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
I got too many other problems right now. Don't need more stuff. I got too many problems right now. No,
okay. And I just want to say something. So... Seattle, our governor just tweeted 22 minutes ago, today is a solemn anniversary. It's been 1 year since the COVID-19 was first found in Washington State. Lots of our nation had this experience. This time is unfathomable and too many deeply personal. I hope you enjoy me finding today to think of the people we've lost, parents, grandparents, siblings, friends, and family. I can't believe it's been a year that, We've been in this for a year here. And, I mean, but they didn't close us down until, I think it was February. So we haven't been, like, grounded for a year, but come February, it will be a year. And, Nadia, I'm looking forward to you going back to work. I was thinking about this. Because
I know, but they listen. So there's, so we have, and like once a month, ETO things now for the COVID. So I already put in my form today to get match off. So hopefully they give it to me. I'll find out February 1st and 2nd. So we'll see.
Because what did you do there for Southwest Airlines?
I'm a customer service agent for Southwest Airlines. So basically, like, I can't work from home because, you know, I can't do my job at home when I'm working
like,
directly with the – that would be awesome. I would love to do that. I mean, I found a way to invent how we can work from home, but, you know, that's not going to happen.
Well, you know, it's funny, of all the airlines, and I'm not putting Southwest down or anything – you know, it's a good airline, you know, but that's kind of always my dream job that you have right now. I would love taking phone calls all day, booking people to go where they want to go on the airplane.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because maybe because I haven't been on a plane in a year and a half. And I haven't been out of the state. It's probably why I'm feeling.
And you meet people from
last
all over
night,
the world too when they travel.
Last night, yeah. I will be honest. I almost said screw this whole stay home order. And I was thinking, what's the fastest way for me to go to Oregon to get my pizza? It's like the fastest way without being detected. And because I can't go with the Oregon and Vancouver bridge because the cops are on there now. So I was thinking my friend and I could take maybe the back roads, which would take 6 hours versus 4 hours. And so I have it all planned out in my little head. And it was looking really great in my head until I looked down on my phone. And like I said, I can go. I have an interview. There's no way I will make it back. Even though we were just going for the night, there's no way we could have made a 12-hour trip and made it back for the interview. So... but, you know, and that is the first time I felt like this breaking protocol and just going somewhere. And, but I did because we had our interview today. So, so I thought that was really, really funny. Yeah. I mean, Nadia, Bobby, David, aren't you sick of not being able to go anywhere? I mean,
I'm so mad about not being able to go to concerts and Broadway musicals. I miss them so much.
And I don't think I'm going to remember how to order in a restaurant. I was thinking about this the other day. Because all we've been doing is drive-thru. And I actually miss sitting in a restaurant. Even if I'm eating by myself, but I wouldn't mind right now bringing a nice book to a restaurant and reading. But I can't because no restaurant is open here. What about where you guys live? Are they opening the restaurant back up or is it still takeout?
So in Boston... sorry. In Boston today, the governor just lifted the stay-at-home advisory, and he also lifted restaurants, gyms, and all that other stuff to, what do you call it? They can stay open past 9:30 now. So.
Oh, gosh.
I know, and I'm wondering. I know, I'm like, why are you doing this? I'm like, please don't stop lifting too much because then people are going to get comfortable again. And then the numbers are going to go up. But I'm thinking he's doing that now because people are starting to get the vaccines. But still.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. That's how I feel, Donko. Okay, Bobby, what down where do you live?
Well, they have just opened up, but they have limited with indoor gatherings in our state, and a lot of things. Because, like I said, I just don't really want to take a chance. So I'm still just pouring out and having to eat inside the restaurant because I don't want to take no chance.
Interesting. What about you, David?
Well, we have a curfew. We can't be out at 10 o'clock at night. We took it in restaurants. Some restaurants are opening inside. We have a curfew at 10 o'clock. 10 or 11, I think. Can't be out. You can be in the restaurant at any time. The curfew. Because our numbers are going up real high in Florida. The country now.
I mean, we have like kind of a two, but sometimes it's like staying home and being good for once in my life. I don't remember what it's like to even be out on a Saturday night, and when Nani and I were talking last night, she brought up a really good thing that I actually missed. And when she brought it up, I'm like, why can we do that? And it was karaoke. I would love right now to go karaoke right now, but whenever I go karaoke, I have to be drunk enough to really get through the whole song. And so before we go today, what is your favorite karaoke song to sing if you are doing karaoke? And I will start with David.
Oh, God. I've been karaoke a long time. I've been really karaoke a long time. I think about that.
Okay. Bobby.
I haven't done karaoke since I was on a cruise. But I think the last song I did karaoke was The Escape, the Pia Torada song.
Interesting. Nadia.
What was the question?
The question, see, you wasn't paying attention. No, I'm kidding. The question was, your favorite karaoke song.
I have a lot.
Sing when you. Okay, name your top three.
Okay, so I have "Closer to Get to You" by Roberta Flack. "Cruisin'." That's on "Cruisin'," and I'm trying to think. Oh, and "Pitches" by Kid Rock. Those are my top favorites. And "Unforgettable."
Well,
with Nat King Cole.
Rito.
Yes. Okay, mine is "Need You Now" by Lady A. when I'm really, really drunk, and I think I can sing Endless Love really well.
More Love, Endless Love.
Yeah. Yes. And also by Dog Tree Home. Yeah. I mean, but, you know, I just have to get a couple of drinks of me to go actually do it. Like, everyone says I'm so outgoing. Okay, yes, I am. I'm great with the soul, yes. But it takes me a couple of drinks to get up there. And then I'm great. Then I'm really good. And then I'm really sorry in the morning for the biggest hangover. So my other question before we go is, what was the time that you had your biggest hangover in your whole life? David, I saw with you.
Oh.
Okay, I went to a bar one night and chocolate martinis, ate them, and I was drunk. Nobody realized I was drunk. Cause I had stroke. I drank eight chocolate martinis for the bar night, one night. But it was so good. That was like 2 years ago.
That is so interesting. Okay. How about you, Bobby?
I don't drink, so I never had a hangover. After seeing the movie The Hangover, I realized what not to do during bachelor parties in Vegas. I've never had a hangover. But if I ever have a hangover, it'll probably end up the same way as the movie.
Well, I said I never had a hangover. The date. Martinis.
Okay.
Drunk martinis.
Nadia, I hope you have a better story in the line.
So when I was in college, I wasn't even 21 yet. I was 18 still. Or 19, okay. And my friend Jackie, she had this alcohol was called 99 Apple, and it was 99% alcohol, and I had 5 regular glasses and 8 shots of it, and I was gone. I thought I literally was going to die. My body was stiff and everything. It was horrible. That was the worst night of my life.
Okay.
And after that, I stopped. I kind of stopped. Yeah, I was like, yeah, no. I can't drink this much anymore like that.
You mean you haven't had a drink since?
No. I of course, I've drank it, of course. But not heavily to where I get drunk.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
My two, because my number one and two kind of... sort of been a wake-up call, but it wasn't. Okay, I was 17 and living in Oregon in the summertime. My grandparents had a barn, and so we just stole wine from our grandparents and went in the barn, and I had about 5 or 6 glasses of white wine, which was really, really good. And I ended up sleeping in the barn the whole night.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up, and I didn't know where I was. I didn't even know why we were in this barn. I didn't know how I got there. Okay. And my other one was, I was 17 and a half, and it was 4th of July weekend, and all of us got pretty, pretty drunk, really drunk, really, really drunk. And let's put it this way, in a nice way, like all of us were best friends and whatever. Let's put it this way, we didn't end up in the bed we were supposed to with all boyfriends. Yeah. Yeah. You imagination on that one. And ever since then, I've been careful. Okay, fine. The last few years, I could say that could have made me an alcoholic with Trump being president. I'm surprised I wasn't, because really hearing his voice made me want to drink. But then when my mom and my dad just weren't it for me. They just told me, you know, you have alcoholism on both sides of your family. Not one side of the family, no. On both sides, my grandfather's side drank, my grandmother's side drank, my dad's mother drank, side drank, and my dad's dad's side drank. So we had alcoholism like times 1,000%. So yeah, you know. So now my thing is, I try to teach my nieces and nephews all about that, and I try to teach them about hangovers early before they do something stupid. And it usually works. But, you know, no, sure, in all seriousness, I think a lot of people were drinking more during the Trump administration than ever. What do you guys think before we end this up? Because I really do think people have been drunk a lot more than normal during the Trump administration. Nadia, what do you think?
About what?
Okay. About people, the Trump administration is over, thank God. But don't you think there was a lot of more alcohol drinking during his administration?
Probably.
Yeah, because I could hear his voice, and all I wanted was a glass of wine. What about you two, Bobby and David?
Probably.
I was ready to play. I'm sorry, David.
We're all sober now. We're all sober now. Okay.
And what about you, David? I mean, Bobby.
Like I said to you yesterday, by DM, you, 4 years ago, I mentioned to you privately that it's going to be a long 4 years. Now it's going to be a long 4 years of recovery. However, I was thinking of probably playing a drinking game for every dumb thing that Trump.
I know. I mean, there were games. And before we end the show tomorrow, we have thank you. On the show at 5. Thank God it's at 5. So, and you know what? Okay, I thought today was one day all day. I didn't realize like today was Thursday for about, you know, having the inauguration yesterday threw me off. And I was kidding with a lot of people because I thought everyone should stay home and from working on the inauguration, and it should be like a day off for everyone. And my nieces and nephew agreed with me, and they said we should start a petition on the show to make it legal that not good day when we like the president, we should be having off. Because 4 years ago, I did not watch any of the inauguration. I did not watch anything. I put a movie on instead. I couldn't watch it. So, yes. So what are you guys doing for the rest of the day? Bobby, what are you doing?
I'm just going to be relaxing and probably watching some TV. Maybe catch up on myself. I think Young and Restless is supposed to be on where I am in North Carolina in about 11 minutes. so I might end up watching today's Southern Wrestling.
Okay, what about you, David?
Same day, watch TV, wrestling, do laundry.
Oh. What about you, Nadia?
Resting. Just resting.
What are you doing for the rest of the day?
Just resting.
No. Well, because we never get off at 1, almost 1, all time, my time, and both of you guys this time, we're all done for the day. We are usually not done until, you know, I'll bet you guys in bedtime, but now, for once, we all off, and we have the whole day to do whatever we want.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's 1 o'clock here, and I've been up since 8. I don't know. I think there's a nap in my future, I think, after I eat lunch. So what is everyone having for lunch and dinner?
I'm having
spaghetti. And meatballs. Same thing I heard.
What are you having?
Spaghetti and meatballs.
Okay,
yummy.
Nadia, what are you having?
Same thing as David. What about you, Nadia?
I'm going to have probably an Italian sub.
Oh, well, I'm probably going to have, for dinner, my mom made me some double eggs and stuffed mushrooms. They are so heavenly. And, you know, I will probably snack for lunch. And she also made me Rice Krispie treats. And I was texting Nadia last night. Remember when I said I had to stay out of the kitchen? Well, that's why. That's why, because she made me chocolate Rice Krispies, but she forgot to add the peanut butter, but it was so glossy and so good. And so, yes, we will. It's so good. But okay, let's end the show today, and we will be back tomorrow at 5 p.m. my time and 8 p.m. you guys' the time.
All right. Have a good day.
Okay. Bye, guys. Bye.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Good night. Good afternoon.